All right, we are talking to the three Norwalk girls soccer players who signed their national letters of intent here today. First of all, let's go around the room, and I'll just have you say your name and where you're going to college at. We'll start over here with you.
I'm Jocelyn Bice, and I'll be going to Iowa State University.
I'm Serena Madonia, and I'm going to Woodburn College.
And I'm Haley Schreiber, and I'm going to Loras College.
All right. JoJo, we'll start with you here. Tell me about your decision to attend Iowa State and play soccer.
Yeah, so growing up, I've always just been a big Iowa State fan. My family's, my mom went there, played softball, my grandparents went there, aunts and uncles went there. Just love, like, always growing up, wanted to be a Cyclone. And then freshman year, I committed there for soccer. It was kind of trying to decide whether or not I want to play basketball or soccer. I ended up deciding soccer, and I just love the environment up there. It has a great family feel. The culture is amazing, and being able to play at the Big 12 level where I'll be pushed every day athletically and academically, I think it's a good fit and a chance for me to grow as a person.
And what did it mean to you today to be able to get that finally down on that paper, get that thing signed?
It was pretty special to finally get that signed after being committed for so long and finally be able to say, like, now I can actually go there next year. It made it feel actually real.
Very good. Serenity, we'll go to you next. Tell me about your decision to go to Wartburg.
So I actually didn't really want to play in college until I kind of, like, met the coach, and I met some of my previous Norwalk soccer teammates that were going to Wartburg, and they told me to visit. So I actually took a visit up there, and I really loved the campus. I really liked how small it was compared to, like, bigger colleges, because I toured, like, places like Iowa State and stuff like that, and I didn't really like the big classroom feel. I've always been to a small school like Norwalk, so I really like the classroom feel, and I really love the coach, and I really love the teammates on that team. So I made my decision. I was one of the earlier commits. I was the first one to commit there, so it was super early, but I'm really happy with my decision because Wartburg's, like, a great college for athletics and academics, and as well as, like, your faith in God and everything, so that's why I chose there.
And I have to imagine a pretty big moment for you as well,
yes,
being able to sign that statement.
Yes, I committed super early, so I guess it was a really exciting moment to sign that paper and for my family and I. So,
all right. And Haley, you're going to be coming to Loras Duhok. Tell us about that decision.
Yeah, so kind of like Serenity, I'm more of, like, a quieter person. I like smaller schools, so I think I didn't see myself at a big school, but I did want to play soccer, so I was actually at an ID camp, and they were there and reached out to me, and I did two visits before I committed, and I also have one of my previous teammates' cousin goes there, so I kind of know a couple people there. Love the coaches, the atmosphere, community, and I love the campus. It's super pretty. It's right by the Dubuque River, so, yeah.
Yeah, and then making that, signing your signature today, big moment, huh?
Yeah, very big, so.
All right. Well, JoJo, we'll circle back around to you here. It sounds like you were a pretty early commit as well. Talk about what it means to be able to – you kind of touched on this earlier, but you're going to the Big 12. That's pretty big time. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big change from playing high school soccer. Everyone there is going to be fast, strong, definitely not stuff that you see around Iowa very much. But I think it's just a great opportunity just to really see what's out there. I mean, the amount of, like – I get a, like, Texas right now has a player that played in the World Cup, in the Olympics this past summer. So just to get the chance to play against that little competition, it's crazy. And it's something I always wanted to, like, I dreamed of being able to do.
So how did it, for you, what made you decide soccer then over basketball?
Soccer's just always been my love. And I was just, I started going to ID camps in seventh grade, and I just realized, like, that this is what I wanted to do for the next 4 years. So.
Well, very nice. Now, you two are both going to the same conference. You're going to be playing against each other. What's that going to be like? What do you think,
Serena? Yeah, so we actually have a lot of people that I'm playing against in the American River Conference. So we'll be playing against prior teammates like Annika Wallace that we had on our team. And I'll be playing against Haley and a couple that were on, like, my club team for Sporting Iowa. So I think it'll be fun. I think that's one of the another reasons why I decided to play in college is just, like, going back to, like, playing against them, because I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Haley, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I don't have, like, any of my prior teammates on Loras, but I know a ton of people going to Wartburg, Central, Simpson, stuff like that. I think it'll be fun.
Very good. What position are you going to be playing then, Haley?
Center mid.
So what are some of the things that you're looking to improve in your game here in your final season at Norwalk?
Yeah, I think for me a big thing has been getting my strength back up. I'm kind of a smaller player, so I think in the weight room and stuff for college, like, high school and club are definitely two different things, so I think getting stronger definitely will help, and then speed for sure, different pace of the game. So yeah.
Sorry to cut you off. Serenity, what about you for things you're looking to improve here in your final year?
I would definitely say like keeping my endurance and my health up, because I've like I'm anemic, so like I struggle with like getting like really bad cramps. I know that sounds really funny, but they know they're on my team, so just like having that and like endurance and that strength to like keep going and like take care of my body and to make sure I'm physically ready and like mentally ready for the college change. So,
and Jojo, what about you? Some strides you need to make here in your senior year?
I think just competing at every practice and every game. I know last year we lost in the state semis to DCG, so wanting to go back and doing everything possible to go back and have a shot at the state championship.
So as far as other extracurriculars, you're going to be playing basketball again here, I assume, right?
Yes.
And then anything else other than that?
Basketball, kind
of. All right. What's the outlook for basketball then? Up here already this week.
Yeah, we started yesterday, actually. 2 days ago. Monday. That's Wednesday. Pretty young. Got a lot of freshmen, mm-hmm. but I think we have a shot. Have Olivia Johnson coming back from an ACL would definitely help. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Serenity, what other extracurriculars are you in?
Nothing.
That's it?
I am not in anything. I think I tried cross country just to keep like me in shape, and no, I just didn't work out.
And what about you, Haley?
Yeah, I'm not in any other sports, but I'm in yearbook and dance marathons, so other school activities.
Very nice. Well, this upcoming 2022 spring season for Norwalk girls soccer, probably going to be a big one with three college-bound athletes. Haley, we'll start with you. What are your expectations and some goals for this upcoming soccer season?
For me personally, I think just keep going at it. I know we have a really big chance. Like, our whole team is club players that we've played with since we were super young, so we kind of know each other. And I think just, like, as JoJo said, like, competing at every practice, making each other better, so when state comes around, like, we're prepared for it and we have a shot at winning, so.
Serenity, how about
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so we're going to be state champions. yeah, we have really high hopes. I think our team, we have really good chemistry, like, on the field and off the field. I think we're, like, a really big threat to some other teams. Like, I know we do have some competition coming up in the state tournament, but I think that we have a really good chance at, like, handling that and coming out strong, so.
And JoJo, what are your thoughts for this upcoming year?
Finishing what we started last year, I mean, we can't overlook any opponent that we're playing this year, but I think that if we do what we need to do, we can finish what we started.
All right. Well, again, that's been Norwalk's three girls soccer college-bound commits here that signed their national letters of intent. Appreciate the time. Congrats on the signing here today, and best luck here this upcoming spring season.
Thank you.
Thank you.